Good evening, everyone. This is N1. I'll be with the shortwave from standard list is that. We'll stand by for any emergency or priority traffic before we continue this evening. Okay, nothing heard. Good evening, everyone. This is N201OB, Charleston, Staten Island, and I'd like to welcome you to the weekly shortwave and standard listeners net on this very exciting Wednesday evening. The purpose of this net is to provide a general discussion forum for those who are interested in the various aspects of the radio monitoring hobby. So we cover all the frequencies that you can tune into from DC all the way up to light and everything else in between. We also talk about who's on the frequencies, what equipment you can use, and where you can find more information about what you're listening to. For those who are not using the computer system, this is a link system with many repeaters, about a dozen of them scattered throughout the tri-state area. So to find the one that's nearest to you, go to www.n2row.net. Make sure you pick the right frequency and GL bill. Now, for those who are checking in on the air tonight, we ask that you give your call sign, name, location, and please indicate if you have any traffic for the net. By traffic, we mean any comments or questions that you want to share with everyone else. If you have no traffic, just say no traffic, and we'll go to the next person. But if you do have traffic, make sure you say traffic. For those who are not able to get in on the air, you can also check in via email. Our email address is nydxa@yahoo.com. And that's also the email address used if you'd like to subscribe to our mailing list to get hot breaking news as it happens. So at this time we'll stand by for check-ins. Please space it out so we can keep the dukes to a minimum and get everybody checked in. This is N201OB.
Good evening, Charlie. This is John, KC2PBT. Right now, we're mobile on the Whitestone Expressway, and I did have a question. I have some traffic. I was curious what the DEP frequencies would be to listen in, like when they get like a water main break or the incidents that happen in the city. Back over to you, Charlie. KC2PBT, N2NOV.
All right, John, we'll go over the questions after we get everybody checked in. Okay, go up and check that.
Okay, then,
NOV, this is WB2KTV, it's not Manhattan, just south of the explosion, no traffic.
NOV. This is KC2LMH, Jim in Astoria, traffic, and good evening, Charlie.
N2NOV, here is WB2SGT. No traffic, just be happy to home.
KC2LVC, Matt, Hoboken, New Jersey, no traffic.
N2NOV, KC2JRH, Anthony and Brooklyn.
N2NOV.
Okay. So far, KC2CPT, KC2GIK, WB2KTV, N1MLZ, KC2LMH, KC2GLW, a little noisy tonight, KC2CHE, WB2SGT, KC2LVC, and KC2JRAD. You guys may need to raise your power. Put it on a minute. This is November 3, Whiskey, Romeo, and Dre, NCWR. My name is Josh, we're in Jersey City, no traffic city.
Romeo, catch up, New York, no traffic.
N2NOB.
Yeah, it's KC2HAS, Wilbur, in the Bronx. No traffic.
M2NLZ. This is November 2, November Hotel Mike. Joe and Glassman, no traffic, over.
Okay, we also have N3W4X, taking 2AS and then NHM. Since this system is linked, you can't move quickly, you're going to cut off the beginning of your call, so be careful. Anybody else?
2-1-Charlie-2, Romeo, India, Romeo, Patchogue, New York, no traffic.
R-I-R. Anyone else?
Send a second. Could you repeat the email address?
Okay, we have two people at the same time. The email address is November Yankee Delta X-ray Alpha at yahoo.com. And who else is checking it? Okay, let's take the list as we have it. We'll take up additional check-ins later on. The first one up tonight, KC2CBT, and what will be. Go, John.
Good evening, Charlie, and good evening to everyone else listening in on the net tonight. I just got back into Astoria, to the home QTH. My question was, what are the frequencies for, like, the DEP and any other agencies that might be affiliated with them, like for water main breaks and stuff like what happened today and like with the steam explosion in the city? Over to you, Charlie.
Okay, John. First off, the steam transport system is actually run... the steam system is actually run by Con Edison. So, unfortunately, they're running on their own private Excel system, so we're not going to hear any of that operation. DEP, which runs the water and sewer operation, they have talk groups on the new sewer 800 trunk system, John. If you have a trunking scanner and you need to know the frequency of the talk group, go to my website, go down about halfway down the page, and you will see a link under the multi-state trunk system called NYC Dewitt Trunk System. That's the one you want to look at. The other agencies that are operating in this situation are basically the normal fire police EMS and all the frequencies you can find at 10B.net. Okay, we'll let John get into the house. And let's see. You have email already. Well, let me go through that here. Okay, microwave transmitters for helicopters. Yeah, I wrote that down somewhere, and I know they're up around 2.3, 2.4 gigs. I'd have to track down that piece of paper. It's not something I normally post on the website, so I'd have to find that in one of my notebooks. We have an email from KC2GIK. He wants to pass along to the next meeting. The New Jersey Scanner Enthusiast is going to be Saturday, September 15th at noon at the Paramus Park Mall. From New Jersey. There's a lot of people been emailing him wondering when they're going to start doing it again, so he says, this is it. Last time they had one of these meetings, people showed up and sort of news reported from the Star Ledger. Interesting. Okay, for more information, you can go to his website, www.bergenscanner.com/scanmeeting.shl. Okay, KC2LMH, Jim, want to give a shot?
MC1LZWB2SQ2.
Read me?
Yeah, Jim, try it again.
KC2QKS here. Over.
I was monitoring OEM, FDNY administration,
on the Do-It system, as well as the other scanner. I had the citywide news network, which I find is a very revealing group of guys to listen to. So with that, I'll send it back to the group, N2NOV, to KC2LMH.
Okay, Jim. Yeah, they put a lot of stuff on the Do-It system, especially after they merged the EMS frequencies and call groups onto it. So now, they'll be a 21-channel trunk system with a lot of call groups that certainly stay active for a long time. The City of New York Fire Department administrative channels that Jim was talking about are in the upper part of the chart. Look for channels 6A, 6B, 6C, 6D, and you'll see all the fire department stuff in there. I did hear, I think it was about 7:30, that they were putting out a decontamination unit around 40th Street. So they were getting a lot of units in there, pushing off a huge area around the incident. So there's a lot of coordination. I did hear request for what channel to use on the scene, and it's the UHF Fire Ground ETP channel number 5 is going to be used as the command channel down there. Of course, we have to hear it, because there are only 2 other stations. And QKS, we have to check it. Okay, is that it, Jim?
Yeah, that's all for now, Charlie.
Okay, Jim. And since you're across the water from that incident, I suggest anybody east of Midtown keep their windows closed until they resolve whether they were asbestos mixed in with the steam or not. Okay, let's continue down the list. We'll see. KC2JRH, Anthony in Brooklyn, you have your comment.
No, sorry, nothing tonight. Thank you, Anya.
Okay, they put down no traffic next to your call. Check that. Okay, QKS, do you have anything? Out. Okay, been doing some research on some of the development of the high-def TV as we get closer and closer to that March 2009 switchover date. And I noticed a few interesting things, especially from the FCC database, that some of the stations have various licenses or applications for either multiple channels or multiple locations. For example, channel 45 UHF is the WABC digital channel, and they're listing 3 different locations in their FCC records, one for Empire State Building, which for some reason is still listing as a construction permit. They have one for 4 Times Square, and also one for the World Trade Center location. Now, what's interesting is there are 6 channels listed for the World Trade Center location, and they're all listing as CP, or construction permit, which sounds like they're getting ready for when the Freedom Tower goes in, that they will be the first ones in there. And if that happens, you know, not bad, considering that the Trade Center location was pretty good television and FM broadcast, and about a dozen ham radio repeaters before the whole thing came down. Well, the 6 broadcasters that are listed for construction permits for the World Trade Center location are Channel 28, WNBC, which at the moment is running 3 different programs on that channel. Channel 30, WPXN, the PAX broadcasting station, which is now running four different carriers. Channel 33, WPIX, which is running two of them right now. And what's interesting is WPIX is still listing their FCC licenses as Channel 12, even though they're not using it. Also, at the Trade Center location, Channel 38, WWOR, with one carrier for their own programming and one for Channel 5, which is WNYW. WABC, which is running three carriers right now, and WNEP, which is also running three carriers. So those six stations are listed as construction permits for the World Trade Center location. So it looks like they have to go in there first when that tower is built.
WB2SDK.
Yes, mate.
Yes, he's a digital signal. Okay? It's about 1.5 times wider than a conventional NFC signal. What I suspect is that they're playing a gamble. They're looking for space. It's lightning, the allocation. When they're ready, they're going to go from there. I had a website that connected me to a survey search for ASTD stations. At the time, there were only four stations in the York area. I think it's up to seven right now. So, they're looking for slots. And, you know, we got the slots, and we're going to do it. We're going to try.
KC2RWM.
Hey, KC2RW, was that Sierra or Foxtrot?
KC2RWM, like Michael.
Okay, RWM. Okay, checking in, or you have a comment about this digital television?
It's a combination of both. I just popped in the tail end of your talking about the over for World Trade. Those are actually probably all still left over from when they were originally constructing the finer for the stations in the city over World Trade. Everyone initially had a CC, and they were probably about halfway through building a whole finer system that all the stations in the market were going, with the exception of CTS, who's building theirs at Empire, were going to all be down at World Trade. So I think those CDs are all just sitting in there with nothing done to them yet because, well, nothing really happened to them. It never became a fully licensed facility, and I guess no one, just for the sake of the FCC being as bureaucratic as it is, ever went through and got rid of them. That's why they're still in kind of limbo mode there. I actually worked for CBS, and I could tell you the general consensus of most of the broadcasters now is all the insurance money they have already spent and put into rebuilding their whole plant at Empire, no one's in a real hurry to jump on any new tower that's going to crop up around here anytime soon.
Well, the latest dump from the FCC database that I have is July 7th. And these are current licenses, these aren't old ones. So they must be renewing them, probably in anticipation. But I do see that most of the stations, as you said, are on Empire. Though at Four Times Square, it's listing WNJB, the New Brunswick station, on Channel 8, WNYE on 24. WABC has another application in for Four Times Square, for Channel 45. And WFUP, the Hispanic station in Newark, is also listed for Four Times Square. As other stations, they seem to be scattered in different areas. But there is one building that is going up at 40th Street and 8th Avenue, which has a tower on its roof, and I've yet to find any information about what that's going to be about. Do you have any insight?
Well, funny you say that, because I was driving by and looking at that when the tower was still on a flatbed truck parked next to the street, and couldn't for the life of me figure out why anyone would be throwing another tower up. I don't know of anyone that's going on it. I'm thinking that whoever's managing that building is being awfully optimistic. And I have a feeling they're going to be very disappointed when they don't have people lining up to go up there. As far as Four Times Square is concerned, that's pretty much the backup site for almost all of the major broadcasters that are at Empire now. Some of them already have got backup facilities there, and anyone that doesn't is looking into jumping in and buying into their combiner right now. They've actually got broadband antennas on the roof and a broadband combiner, so it's kind of like any station that wants to buy in just has to buy the combiner module and cut the check to buy into it. All the Clear Channel radio stations also have a backup site at Four Times Square as well, along with a couple of other stations that bought into that combiner after World Trade fell, although I forget the specifics at this time, it's been so long.
There's another tower. And I looked at the structure, and it looked like an elevator construction tower is left. But it's not. It's sitting on top of the building. Upon it is what looks like two reflectors. The old microwave communication point to point system. It's not. It's ASTD. OSTD. They're all taking gambling. The problem is that most consumers now in the New York City metro area get their TV by cable.
For the most part, that's true, but I know when after 9/11 hit, there was a whole lot of research that got thrown into that. And believe it or not, there's still, I forget all the numbers exactly, but something like 30% of the viewers that are in, pretty much if you draw an 8-mile circle around the middle of Manhattan somewhere, pick a point like Empire or, you know, 34th Street and 6th Avenue. In outlying parts of Brooklyn, Queens, areas like that, where you've got people that have TVs in bedrooms and kitchens, and a lot of, you know, the lower income spots shadowing the city, that people just don't have cable, have any TV in the house. That's why a lot of the broadcasters were more than happy in the days after 9/11, when they just got on the air from the Armstrong Tower in Jersey, because it gave them, you know, pretty much horrible coverage, but it covered all of the core area that their research said the people actually getting a signal off the air were within.
Would really like stop the digital transmission. They're getting that when they get rid of channel 213. But they're forced by FCC to provide coverage on UHF. Well, you know, it's a waiting game. See what they're gonna do. Gonna see what they're gonna do and what kind of signals they're gonna provide. When Trade Hour went down, my house in New Jersey, I live in Manhattan, I have a house in New Jersey. I gave up on my high-gained UHF array because my mom was alive. She wanted to see TV, and they paid me up to $5 a month for good coverage out in New York City. And they say they would love
to get whatever responsibility and provide it a breath test.
Kind of a catch-22 because they, while it would save them a ton of money, not having to run and, you know, maintain a whole transmission facility, that's also still into the bus carry agreements with all the cable companies. So, you know, the proverbial catch-22. You drop the over-the-air broadcast, and now you no longer really have any rights to demand that the cable companies carry you as part of their basic package for free. And you start becoming, you know, more a negotiated level playing field than any cable network.
Okay. Yep, at 22, no doubt. Yeah, I'm watching the buildings go up around my neighborhood with the spikes. And they don't know what they are. They're collinear arrays. I don't know which one is going to have a TV or a broadcast, but, you know, with the loss of the trade center and the inadequacy of the Empire State Building, broadcasters are looking for other high transmission locations.
They were for a while. I know at least all the major networks have kind of stopped looking because they obviously don't have any money left to spend. They had spent a decent amount of money on the new DTV facilities at World Trade. Insurance gave them a whole nice blank check to start all over again. They spent tons more money because they had to go and rebuild even more stuff on Empire, and it was much more expensive to retrofit Empire to accept extra antennas and run a whole new power risers up and a whole bunch of other infrastructure issues that existed there that were much easier to deal with at World Trade because of the newer buildings. And pretty much they signed on, and all of them are more or less happy with the coverage because the areas that are fringy are the areas that most people are on cable anyway. And at this point, all the management is kind of like, you know, it's a done deal. They're not going to go and spend the ridiculous amounts of money that it would cost to buy into another transmission site. Couple of them have stuff on four times square. I mean, they've already got their primary and their redundant sites. Some are actually still have stuff up in wherever the Army Gulf Tower is. They're just keeping that as a tertiary backup site, just, you know, out of pure paranoia. You know, it's kind of like we've spent enough money doing this. It's time to stop bleeding cash here.
Yeah, the Alpine Tower is the Armstrong one that you talked about, up near Palisades Parkway.
That would be the town I couldn't think of. Alpine.
It's not entertainment. It is advertisement. Okay? Hey. By seeing advertisement with these programs. It's a revenue server. It's not entertainment. And they have to sit down and look at the potential audience and say, how many people are watching this? How much is it going to cost them? And how much are we going to get back?
Well, Pete, that's what the rate card system is all about in Sweden. They figure out how many viewers are watching them and how much they should charge for advertising, because that's what the state's built in any broadcast station. Give them time. They're working towards the Congress-mandated date of switchover so that by March 2009, they'll see how things really run. But in the meantime, you know, I'm sitting here, Pete, in Staten Island with a high-def top ball card stuck to my computer and an antenna in my attic. And I'm picking up 16 stations with no problem. So they are improving the situation. And here it is, the dead of summer with leaves and the trees all around me, and I'm still picking up the signal. So it's not bad. Okay, let's take a break for additional check-ins. This is N2NLP with the Shortwave and Scanner Listeners Net. If you're not able to get in via the air, you can still use email. And the email address is nyzxa@yahoo.com. So, let's stand by for check-ins and then we'll continue. Okay, one thing we're noticing tonight, which is something we should remind you of every so often, is that if you come in right behind somebody else and don't wait for the courtesy phone, whatever remote receiver that person is using is the one that's going to try and listen to you. And if you're too far away from it, then we're not going to hear you. So wait for the courtesy phone, let everything cycle, and then key up.
A lot of them are right now planning on keeping backup at 4 Times Square. A couple have it already. As far as CBS having the backup at Empire, it's actually a funny story. The reason they had that in the first place was because someone had not sent Empire State Building management at the time, after they had moved to World Trade, a letter saying that when their lease was up, they wanted to terminate their relationship with Major Title, which is still held with Gear, and get out of that site. So long story short, the lease expired. They didn't get a letter, and as part of their lease, it automatically renewed itself for something like another 20 years. That person was fired, and then after the first World Trade Center bombing, they were the only ones left on the air. and it was kind of like, well, maybe it's a good thing we kept it. And then the only reason they were still there when the ESUP started is they figured, well, we have this space where the World Trade Center broadcasters group wanted a ton of money to buy into their new definer. The CBS said, you know what, screw it. We're going to use the space we already got. We'll keep a backup here for our analog TV, and we'll build a combiner for a wide, put two antennas up wideband so that if any other stations want to come in and buy into our antenna, they can. And we're just going to do this on our own. Nobody else wanted to buy into it at the time because they thought the World Trade Center was a more desirable site. Then World Trade Center came tumbling down, and everyone came and bought into the CBS DTV antenna. And that's how most of them got on the air.
And as they say, the rest is history. But what about the idea when Freedom Tower finally gets completed about whether they split their sites or use Freedom Tower as a backup or vice versa?
That's going to honestly come down to be a purely financial decision. If by then they're comfortable with, you know, what they've already got, and a lot of them at that point are going to at least have analog backups, and which are going to eventually turn into digital backups after the cutover happens four times square. I mean, if you've already spent money to have your primary empire and a backup four times square, you're not going to build a third site 8 years down the road just for the heck of it to maybe get a couple of, you know, extra TV in your fringe coverage area. You're just going to say, you know, it is what it is. It's not worth, you know, the extra expenditure. That's why everyone's kind of laughing at the people that are, you know, talking about this Freedom Tower, and you're going to expect all these broadcasters to flock down there and buy into it, put their antennas on there, because the broadcasters are kind of just sitting around and have nowhere near the same plans in the back of their mind.
Yeah,
about, but we all know how construction projects go, so I think we're probably more like 2017 on the optimistic side.
Well, the original Trade Center didn't take 10 years to build, but anyway, the bathtub is already in place, you know, a concrete wall around the pit to keep the water out. I'll see what happens. Be interesting to see as it develops. Okay, Let's see, I don't see anything additional email, and Bob is traveling out in the western part of the country. So, stand by for any late check-ins, and if not, then we'll wrap it up. This is S1OB. Okay, hearing nothing, we'll close it up at this point. If we get any further information regarding frequencies and usage regarding the incident at 41st Street in Lex, we'll pass along an email to everybody. If you're not on our email list, just drop us a note at nyzxa@yahoo.com and say, put me on the list. If you think you're on the list, but you haven't seen anything in a while, it could be because your email bounced at some point, and our email server, after seeing three bounces, suspends your account. So drop us a note and say, you know, check me out. I haven't seen email in a while, and I'll go open that up again. But of course, it's up to you to make sure your email box is in full so it doesn't bounce in the future. So anyway, we'll catch you all here next week. Enjoy the rest of the week as it is. It's going to be halfway decent weather-wise, temperature-wise. You know, we may have a couple of thunderstorms roll through. And keep your ears on all the different city services to see how this thing cleans up over 41st Street. It's going to take a while. 7-3, everybody. And 1-0, be clear.